From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A strong earthquake shook Indonesia's densely populated Java Island late Friday night, killing two people, severely damaging dozens of homes near the epicenter. The magnitude 6.5 quake struck just before midnight local time was felt about 200 kilometers away in the capital, Jakarta, where office towers and apartment buildings swayed. Authorities say a 62-year-old man and an 80-year-old woman were killed in building collapses. Dozens of houses collapsed and about 65 suffered severe damage. It triggered a tsunami warning for parts of Java's coastline that was lifted about 2 hours later. Indonesia sits on the Ring of Fire, a seismically active line of faults in the Pacific Ocean where many earthquakes and volcanic eruptions occur. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the United States and Washington, and the U.S. will use all necessary measures to defend itself against aggression.
We have been clear that all options remain on the table in the defense of our nation, but we do not seek nor do we want war with North Korea.
Tillerson spoke at a meeting on North Korea's proliferation convened by Japan, which holds the rotating Security Council presidency this month. In Washington, President Trump pointed to Russia to step up pressure on Pyongyang a day after his phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Trump said China is helping and the U.S. would like to have Russia's help. When asked if he supports the North Korean talks without precondition, Trump said, "We're going to see what happens with North Korea." From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Here in the U.S., that massive fire in the western state of California, the Thomas Fire, is surging again, and crews are bracing for another dangerous weekend. It's the fourth largest fire in California's history, destroying nearly 1,000 structures, forcing more than 90,000 people to flee their homes. Firefighters are battling the fires as they mourn the loss of one of their own, killed Thursday, fighting the stubborn Thomas Fire north of Los Angeles. A GoFundMe page has been set up to raise money for the 8-year veteran's pregnant wife and young daughter. The UN Refugee Agency has begun a mass voluntary repatriation of Sudanese refugees in the Central African Republic to the homes they fled a decade ago in what was then war-torn Darfur. Lisa Schlein reports from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says the first group of more than 230 refugees have arrived at Sudan's Niala Airport from their camps in Bambari, Central African Republic. The UNHCR says it plans 66 more chartered flights to bring another 1,300 or so refugees to their homes of origin in Sudan's Darfur region by the end of the year. The refugees are among nearly 3,500 that have lived in Bambari since they fled fighting between Sudanese forces and armed groups in South Darfur. Despite the dark legacy left by the Darfur conflict, a growing number of refugees and internally displaced people have been returning spontaneously to their homes in the last few years. The UNHCR says this is largely due to improved security. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Lawmakers in Peru have initiated impeachment proceedings against President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski over alleged corruption. Opposition lawmakers filed the motion against the president on Friday, saying he was morally unfit to lead the country after he resisted calls to resign over the alleged corruption. Kuczynski vowed to fight on and not resign, denying there was anything improper in his consulting business, receiving previously undisclosed payments more than 10 years ago from a company at the center of the country's biggest corruption scandal. Four Palestinians were killed, hundreds more wounded Friday in violence across the Palestinian territories amid fallout following President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Both Israelis and Palestinians claim Jerusalem as their capital. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.